Hello again. Welcome back to this great book of 1 Peter in our video series going through verse by verse. Glad you've joined us. We're really just getting started. We're in verse 18 of the first chapter. So far, we've covered an introduction of Peter to the recipients of the letter in Northern Asia Minor. He then emphasized in verses 3 to 5 that their salvation comes from Christ and his resurrection and the security of that great salvation. And so therefore in verses 6 through 8, he emphasizes that for whatever trials the readers are going through while on earth is nothing compared to the glory they'll receive when they're in heaven with Christ and God. He then turns to several fascinating verses, 9 to 12, where he, perhaps picturing the Jews, there's so many Jews to whom he's writing as recipients of this letter, he pictures the Old Testament prophets. And he tells us they knew all about salvation, except when Christ would come. And they earnestly sought that time. And he indicates to the readers that their privilege, because they know that time, and something that those prophets, which they revered, really longed to know. So therefore, in verses 13 to 17, live a holy life. To be God, to be holy as God is holy, that is your goal. That brings us to verse 18. And as Peter does often in this book, he changes back and forth between the Christian walk and messages about Christ and salvation. And he switches back to salvation and describes Christ as having redeemed us from our sin. The word here, lukroo, in the original Greek, for which the New Testament was written, meant to purchase or to pay a ransom. So it describes Christ's wonderful work on the cross on our behalf, that he died to pay the price of our sin, to purchase us from the ownership of that sin, or to pay a ransom because it basically held us captive. Wow, what a powerful message. So in doing so, he says that we were redeemed by incorruptible things, which indicates that Christ was a perfect sacrifice for us, sufficient before God to pay that price. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the next verse. So he was pure, and he contrasts that then to corruptible things in the earth, which people might be trying to depend upon to give them their salvation. We think of the Greek pantheon or the Greek mystery religions, trying to gain some advantage in life from earthly wisdom, but from imperfect gods. And in terms of the pantheon, an imperfect science and knowledge, as such with the Greek mystery religions, or even Judaism at the time, which was incomplete because they had missed a savior. So he's basically saying that no work or nothing you could do from an earthly basis that's corruptible was good enough for God, but that sacrifice and the dealing with our sin could only come from God himself, and that is in the person of Christ. Wow, what grace that God has given us and a great salvation. Okay, let's stop there. We'll discover more about the nature of our salvation and the things that accompany salvation in the next verse. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next time.